Hello, gang. Oh, now I would have been on time. Can you tell how out of breath I am? Mike's training. I've got to be quiet. And Lola decided it would be a good idea to take her green dragon outside. Lola didn't want to come back in. But we're finally back inside now. I am only a couple of minutes late, and we can get going with Marooned at Magpie's Headquarters, Day 3. Whee! So, as I said, we're here, Day 3. Stir crazy yet much? Possibly getting there. Yes. Lola decided it would be a good idea to gallivant round the garden with the green dragon. In her defence, it was my fault for buying it, wasn't it? But she absolutely adores it. And rules are, when she's had dinner, she settles down for a bit and then goes in the garden. But Mike is training. So Mike wasn't available to take her in the garden. So I've been running around the garden, training with weights, thankfully, not just the green dragon. The green dragon would be a grand toy if it was a bit bigger, but he's actually quite small, and she wants to tug it. So, of course, her teeth are very close to your fingers when she is doing said tugging. But I'm here now. No one will ever notice the difference, will they? What a busy day. So how the dickens is everybody? Hello, we've got Jonathan, we've got Simon, we've got Paul, we've got Tracy, we've got Neil. Wait, how is everybody? Have you had a busy day as well? How's the missing the water cooler moments going, Jonathan? I'm not missing the water cooler moments. That's because I don't have water cooler moments. But I have been a smidgen busy on Facebook and Twitter and Slack, as you may have noticed. But I've been having a ball on Slack. And big news from Apple. Wasn't expecting that. Oh no. We were expecting an event, obviously, weren't we? Would that event have been this week? I'm not so sure. I would have thought next week for an Apple event. But without much ado, I don't know why they couldn't have video streamed it. There was an announcement, and a new iPad just appeared, as if by magic. Of more significance and expense is the keyboard, I think. There's a case with it. £300 or 350 for the bigger one. To ease the pain slightly, you can't buy that till May. But as we were all saying on Slack, didn't feel right. Well, it certainly didn't feel right for me. So let's catch up first with how everybody's been. Now, what did Jonathan say? Evening all, right? Okay, so we've got some Spanish in there. I'm not going to butcher it, honestly. Or maybe it's French. Bon's French. Never mind. My French not good. So Jonathan says today's been better. Organised daily talks with the team. To occur daily times through the day. Yeah, I think that's what you have to do if you're working remote, especially if you are in a team situation. Mike was doing support today and it was farcical. He did quite a long one-to-one session with somebody who had Excel issues, and the person had to ring back like three or four times. So it was basically the same person all day. Then he went into training courses, and he's in a training course now, but he will be with us by 7:30. Well, dog permitting, obviously. So yes, I think like a stand-up, do you do lean agile development, Jonathan? Like a stand-up meeting, just 5 minutes chatting. Or indeed what we're contemplating for Friday, which is a fika. Who uses a fika at work? Fika, a fika, it's Swedish. Obviously, AstraZeneca are a Swedish company, and Mike has done a fika at work. Yeah, he was a little bit 50-50 over it, I would say. I think he was too busy, actually. But a fika is a big thing in Sweden, and it literally means like a coffee and a cake. But it's much more than that in terms of socially. So we thought we could have a Friday fika. That would be good, wouldn't it? So when we do Marooned at Marplite's headquarters day 5 on Friday, we could all bring something with and then share it. Quite liking the idea of a cake of some description. Of course, trying to get a cake of some description is going to be somewhat on the tricky side. Ah, so Paul, you're doing okay. How's that election going? Are they leaving it at June for the foreseeable? We've just closed the schools. At long last, the schools have been closed. But he has made special provision for children of critical workers. Isn't it strange? A couple of weeks back, a critical worker was a banker. And now, they're a bin man. I think they should be recompensed accordingly, because we can all do without the banks, can't we? We'll be bartering for things shortly. But we had these new toys. So I went to have a look at these new toys. I'm sure everybody's done that. We all done the spec up thing where we go and have a look at it and dream on. There are two models of said iPad Pro, 11-inch and 12.9. They've beefed up the camera considerably. Storage options are 128, 256, 512 and 1 terabyte. The 1 terabyte, actually, by comparison to the jump in price from the 256 to the 512, is actually not bad. Because with that, there is a £200 difference. But obviously, you're getting 512 gig extra for the £200. There's also a £200 jump between the 256 and the 512. So you're only getting 256 for that hike in price. And the hike in price from 128 to 256 is £100. So who's buying? Now, I must admit, I was about due an iPad, or so I thought, until I saw the prices. I do like to think about it for a bit, and I like to have some kind of demonstration. I could be in the minority. I don't know. Let me know. Do you like to actually see it? I certainly do. I think you see things in the demonstration that either will sway you one way or the other, something that you've always waited for or something like that, or they'll mention something and it will evoke questions with you and you'll go off and you'll research it. So that was my thinking on it. I would have loved to have seen the demonstration, and I really don't know why they couldn't have done that. Having said that, I said on Slack it doesn't feel right. At the moment, it really doesn't to me. So maybe your opinion's different. Paul, you were saying that you thought it needed to be business as usual. I felt that not right now. It felt to me as though everybody else was trying to be altruistic in some kind of way. Apple have shut down the stores, so you're buying more blind than you would usually. The last time we got an iPad, I'm trying to think, did I go in and get it? The last time. I don't think I did the last time. But the time before that, Mike got his new iPad and I got two new iPads, the big one and the small one. There's a long story with that. But we hadn't ordered, and I said, well, let's just go in and have a look at them. And it was the second revision of the 12.9 with the pencil. So I already had one pencil. I'd already gone through the pain of not having the pencil on release day on one of the others. But at least you could go in and you could actually see it, because I've got an 11-inch. Do I want a 12.9? And I honestly don't know. I really want to see them. I want to feel them. And at the moment, it's shut. So that's when they decide to release it. It just feels all totally wrong to me. Right. Let's have a look at these questions here. These are Corona calls. We have a social natter. Exactly. Why not? Oh, it's Catalan. Fair enough. I'm catching up now here. And Jane. Hello, Jane. We talk around COVID-19 here. The impact on us of the fact we're under house arrest at MacBite's headquarters. MacBite's Siri is going stark staring crazy. Let's carry on here. June at the moment. I've got a feeling, Paul, that's going to be pushed off further. How sturdy do you think the stand will be? I think the stand will be amazing. The stand reminds me of the cover for iPad 2. And if you remember, iPad 1 came out, it had a curved back. And the case was that black thing. It was like a very thin, velvety thing, suede-ish, and it was diabolical. One of the worst products Apple ever released. It attracted fingerprints like they'd gone out of business. So I hated that. But when iPad 2 came out, it was the flat back. And obviously it was faster, it was newer, it was shiny. But the big thing was the cover. It had the smart cover on it that was magnetic and turned it on and off. And it was the cover that made the massive difference. And with this one, it feels like it's going to be the keyboard stand that will set it apart. Now, if you buy the iPad and you don't buy the stand, then you're missing out on the backlit keyboard and the fact it's got a touchpad on it. But then I'm looking at it and I'm thinking it looks like a Surface. Just not quite as sturdy. So it seems to be becoming more of a hybrid thing. I'm fearing that in the end, there'll only be an iPad and they won't bother making laptops. That could just be me being hysterical, but I can see the day. But as I say, I would still like to go in and see it because it's going to make a big difference how you actually interact with it. So I really would love to see the keyboardy thing. But we'll see. You're in the market for a smaller iPad. My favourite form factor for an iPad is a 10.5. It just feels so right in the hand. Even though I've got an 11-inch and it's not that much bigger. In fact, I think it's a little bit smaller. Let's have a look. I have my 10.5. I have my 11. Both are plugged in charging at the moment. Oh no, the 11-inch isn't. Let's have a look. The 11-inch is about an eighth of an inch wider, but other than that it's exactly the same as the 10.5, but it feels thicker, and that's because of the case that's on it. But the 10.5 feels just perfect. I really do love the 10.5. But yeah, sometimes that the purpose of an iPad is that it's in your hand, and to think they've got it now set up where you sit it and then it looks like a laptop and you've even got a trackpad, I'm not sold on that idea, I must admit. And the problem for me with an iPad, could it replace a Mac? No, because the software is just not there. Even when an application is there, and the one I'm thinking of isn't even, well, it is an application on iOS, but it's Notion. And Notion in a browser, it's shocking. And there's no way that you can say to it, look, it's a desktop quality browser, just work like you do on a desktop. It won't have it. And there are other applications like Hindenburg that I use to edit my audio. There is a version of Hindenburg for iOS, but it's very much a field recorder. And for that, it's fabulous, but it's not an editor. So I think before they start doing what they're doing, they need to make sure that it is equally powerful. And to me, it's just not yet. So I agree with the you might want a smaller one. I did seriously think about an iPad mini. I changed my mind because it only had support for Pencil 1 and the storage was the same and the price went up. So Paul wants a Mac and an iPad and can't afford both. Yes, that's my problem. The other thing is our Macs are 3 years old. So once it gets to June, they're out of Apple Care. And if anything happens, it's going to be an expensive repair. That's the point Mike and I usually decide what's out there, what's new, and maybe start looking for an upgrade. But as we discussed the other night, got to think seriously about chip changes. And I wouldn't want to have one that's like brand new, but they're changing the chip 2 months from now. So I need to think about that as well. I agree with Jonathan, until things are more certain, you're going to keep hold of cash. But then things won't get better. Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, unless you're going to swap your iPad for an 18-pack of toilet rolls, cash is what cash can do, and people do seem to want cash. I can't fathom that at the moment. I'm not quite sure what they're spending it on. But there is something in terms of safety at the moment. Nobody knows where we're going. Mike made a point as he tried to do some online shopping. Don't ask. You remember the section of the show, Shopping with Elaine? It's become Shopping with Mike. He now feels my pain. We buy bottled water, as we discussed on another show. And this bottled water is 17 pence a bottle. It's, I think it was Tesco Basics, but it's approximately the same price everywhere we go. It's 17 pence to 20 pence for 2 litres. Mike went on to order it. You can only have 3 bottles, so that's really going to go a long way. But he put the 3 bottles in. 43 pence this morning. So virtually 3 times the price. Nice one, Asda. I mean, they are begging people and supposedly bringing the army out to make sure that people don't panic buy and buy too much. They need to seriously sort out the supermarkets and everybody else profiteering as well, because those bottles of water are already there. It's like putting the price of petrol up. when the petrol was refined 6 months ago. But that's what they're doing. So I, like Jonathan, think, might need to seriously think about this. So, Paul's making a point that the 12.9 is more expensive than a base Mac laptop. It is, and that's the thing. Although it's fantastic if what you're doing is writing, so working in Ulysses, maybe even Scrivener, but the sync on that is a nightmare, then it's heckishly expensive for that. I know there are much, much, much cheaper iPads, but then they are not the pro models and they're not going to use this keyboardy thing, are they? And of course, that's what we're all going to want. I just feel it's nice to have the knowledge of exactly what's out there for a week and then make the decision. Not exactly rushed into it, but you know, when something comes out and you've waited like 18 months for a new iPad, you kind of want it straight away. And yes, you go to the site and it says you can have it tomorrow. So it says get next business day delivery on any iPad that's in stock, ordered by 8 p.m. Oh, I've still got 40 minutes to get one tomorrow then. What I did notice, and I know some of you would qualify for this, potentially, there is, when they bring out a new device, so say the last thing we bought was the iPhone 11, there is an employee program at certain companies. And the NHS is one, education is another. So if you have an education email address, you qualify for academic pricing. If you're an NHS worker, you qualify for reduced pricing. And I qualify for this pricing thing. Now, with the iPhone 11, there was no discount at all for at least 2 months. So it didn't make a jot of difference. But I did the thing today. I went to spec it up, and I've had a look. And if I spec'd up a 12.9 in... Let's change that to 12.9, space grey. Probably 256 would do me. Wi-Fi only. I get an option there. That would be £1,047.60 on my employee discounty thingy. If I do that on the standard store, exactly the same thing, the price of that is £1,069. So you're saving approximately £24, something like that. But what I also did, the things I do to keep you entertained, I went to the American site and had a look at that. And there is a difference here between what you would get in the UK and what you would get in America. And that is the AppleCare. Now, we've discussed this. The AppleCare comes in two different varieties now. You have an AppleCare Plus thing at £129, and I think dollar-wise it's virtually the same. But in America, you have an option for $599 a month to go for rolling AppleCare support. So the reason you would do that is it spreads out the cost of the AppleCare, which, you know, adds £129 to it. So if I add in that, let's have a look what that price would then be. You've saying you've added it, but you've not, have you? Almost 1,002. We don't get that option here. We only get the AppleCare Plus 129. The benefit of going monthly, because you do pay a little bit more, the difference worked out to about £15 over the 2 years. But the difference is, the main difference, is at the end of the 2 years, my AppleCare Plus would be finished. And anything after that, I have to pay full price for. But if you're paying monthly, you have the option to keep paying monthly and keep the AppleCare. So if you had your iPad for 4 years, and as long as you're paying $5.99 a month, then you will get standard AppleCare cover on it, irrespective of how old it is. I do wonder whether the keyboard would be covered by the AppleCare, because a pencil is covered if you buy it with the iPad. It is not covered if you buy it separately. Mike and I had a huge argument in the Apple Store with them about this because they didn't have any to buy. And I said, well, we'll leave the iPads then. And given the fact we were stood there with about £3,500 worth of iPad, they soon came round to my way of thinking. But what they had to do was, we both had to open an iPad in store. That knackered the unboxing. But we both had to open it and register it on the account. And then the manager put a note on that when the pencils were shipped, the pencils were covered by the AppleCare that we were buying with it. Obviously, with this keyboard thing, it's impossible to buy it with it unless you wait 2 months for your iPad. So lots of things to think about, isn't there? So Paul just wants peace and quiet, don't we all? Absolutely. 15-inch MacBook Pro. I haven't had a new MacBook Pro since 2006. I do have my father's 2009 model, still going strong. That's powering a scanner. And I love the 10.5. So Neil's schools are still open. Don't know for how much longer, though. Oh, what, meaning you've got a 12.9 and you want an Air Notes Accounts Design, weighs a ton. Is it the first gen of the 12.9 you've got, Tracy? Because I've got a first gen and a second gen, and I find the first gen much heavier than the second. It could be in my mind, but I don't think so. I didn't have the original MacBook Air, iPad Air, but I did have an iPad Air 2, I do believe. Oh, iPad only for mobile. I don't think we would do that, Paul, only because when we've been away and we've taken iPads with us, Mike doesn't have a Mac laptop. I do. I went away 2 years with one. He ended up using it. Desperate situation. This time he's got his Surface, so he's much better placed to be able to manage without a tablet device because of his Surface, which he tends to treat more as a laptop. I mean, it isn't, I don't know actually, is it a Surface book? It's not a Surface book, it's actually a tablet, but he does tend to be able to treat it more as a laptop because it's more capable. The software on a Surface is the software that you would put on a desktop, and that's what I think is the problem at the moment with an iPad and a Mac. It's not quite the same. There's some apps that are very good. Ulysses is virtually identical. The iWork apps, very good, but not 100%. And until it's 100%, which they might get there, now you've got your mouse pointer and your trackpad and stuff, who knows? Oh, veterans pricing's a good idea. I'm not sure if they do that here. I have no idea if they do that here. Maybe somebody who knows can let me know. Anyway, has anybody spotted anything different on the homepage of FM tonight? That's exactly my worry, Kim. I see them instead of when the iPad was first announced, before Steve Jobs stood up with it, what we all wanted was a tablet that ran macOS, OS X. And he stood up and he gave us this other thing, but he managed to persuade us that there was legs on it. So we all went with it, in the hope in my mind that eventually it would be comparable with the Mac. And they've never gone that way. But what they seem to be doing now that's freaking me out is they're pricing out of the market the Macs and making them look like the Mac Pro, so high end that only pros will use them. But until an iPad, like I've said, has got the right software and is powerful enough to do the job, then they're kind of pushing me towards, well, you're a pro user. I'm not trying to edit the next blockbuster movie. I don't need the power of a Mac Pro to get my job done. It would be nice, but I haven't got that many kidneys. So an iMac's fine. But the way they're going, that's the middle of the market and it's going to disappear. And they're going to tell us, like they've been saying for a while, you can make do with an iPad. It's a proper computer. No, it's not. No, it is not. I can't do recordings of desktop applications. I can't record my Windows virtual machine. I don't want to process video on it. It would melt. It's not the same. So stop telling me it is the same. But they're never going to stop telling us it is the same. And now what they're doing, instead of morphing the Mac down to the iPad, my biggest fear is they seem to be morphing the iPad up to the Mac. This marzipan thing, you'll be able to run iPad apps on your Mac. Why would I want to do that? You told me when you brought the iPad out that the apps had to be a different format because it was a different device. And I didn't disagree with that. But that doesn't mean that you can then take the iPad style of apps and take them back to the Mac, because that's a different type of device, isn't it? But you know, Timmy, I just felt today this could have waited a couple of weeks. It really could. I'm not saying we'll be in a better position 2 weeks from now, nor am I saying it couldn't get worse, because clearly it could. But it just doesn't feel right. I actually said something in the chat, and Jonathan picked up on it, and I said, this doesn't feel like my Apple. I wonder what Steve Jobs would have done. And no matter how much of a ruthless businessman he was, I'm not seeing him do that. Not today. If they didn't feel it was right for an event, then I don't feel it's right for the device to be out there. Right, what have we got here? Yes, Jonathan, it's show recordings at the bottom. At the bottom. And guess what, Jonathan? You know, I said I didn't have, because the record button hadn't been pushed, and that was the problem, on the Skype thing, that I didn't have your grand entrance. Guess what? Emergency backup recording. I did. So it's all there in all its glory. It was fabulous. You were amazing. So was Tracy the night before. Neil doesn't think they are. It's just about making the ecosystem merge. I'm at the point where I'm feeling very odd about trusting them. That's all I'll say. Just feel very odd. They'll make subtle changes. I mean, they can make subtle changes. Apple's decision not to support Flash killed the thing dead. And I'm not saying that that was a bad thing. But that's the kind of power they have. And I do worry. I'm with Kim. I do worry. Will they be published as a podcast feed? They're not a feed at the moment. We could do. It's been quite funny, actually. We'll give you a behind the scenes on that. What we did was we had the FM page. We've got the domain, mattbites.fm. Obviously, that's where you are. But we had the FM page. What we'd done was we had a redirector redirecting macbytes.fm to macbytes.co.uk/FM, which meant that we logged in on MacBytes and we did everything at that end. And then I said to Mike, I've had an idea. Poor Mike went white. And then I said, we'll put the content from FM on FM, so we'll switch the redirect around. So now, the idea is, and I haven't checked this, so don't disappear, but if you go to mattbytes.co.uk/FM, you should be redirected here, which means we've got the highlights of what's on in the highlight bit in between, and we can now put the on-demand shows on here. So all was well at that point. And then I tried to publish something, and it was like, oh no. We had to add a user. We had to do all kinds of magic. We did manage to get it done. But if what's comical is, well, this is day three of our house arrest. And Mike's not going stir crazy yet. So talking of which, here he is. Mike's here. Yay. Come on in, Mike.
She picked a moment, didn't she?
Oh, she picked a moment. Yes, it was 7:02 and Madam wanted to go out. Then I tried to get her in here and she started yelping at me. Did you hear her?
No.
Oh, yes. She was most unhappy.
Shall I go and deal with her?
She has been out. If you could find the green dragon, that would be good.
Right.
She's deposited it somewhere. Yeah. Do you want to say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Jane's in.
Hi, Jane.
Whee!
Good to hear you.
You go sort out Lola, yes, and then come back.
I'm going to the toilet, but I'll make sure that the door's shut before I floss.
We had a discussion yesterday about working from home and how you have to be very careful about when and how you flush the toilet, depending on the proximity to your microphone for your conferencing. But I said to Mike not to worry. I'm sure mine is honed to within an inch of its life.
I even got Alexa to turn the toilet light on.
Oh, I had to ask her 3 times to turn the toilet light on. We've got Alexa and we're training her to turn the lights on and off, but she's a little bit fickle with it. I'll pass that on, Jonathan. Absolutely. what was I up to? Yes, Mike, today. What's I saying about it? Has he had a good day at work? Not bad. He's not exactly stir crazy yet, but he has taken the dog out. So dog walkers are not walking anywhere near each other at the moment. And all dogs seem to be on leads, which is always good, I find. But yeah, it could possibly get that way. But we were discussing it, weren't we? TMI. Mike's got another one, actually. I'll share it in Slack, Jonathan. I'll share it. It was a picture somebody sent me. I will share it with you. Sent it to me on Facebook today. I've actually been on Facebook more today. Ah, there's the chicken. I'll have Mike bring the chicken up so you can all hear the chicken. But there was the chicken. So, yeah, he's been... it's been interesting. Let's say that it's been interesting. But we did say, like day three. Oh, I remember on day one, which was Monday. Now, bearing in mind, I'd only gone out, I think, once in the last 2 weeks. Went to a governor's meeting and I literally sat like 2 metres from everybody and I didn't touch the table. I cradled my iPad in one hand and my phone in the other. And like, you don't want to get a bit nearer to the table. No, it's fine. It's fine. Then I got in the car and then de-loused myself. So I've been under house arrest for a longer time than Mike. But we said, oh, we'll have all this time that you're not commuting and we'll do this and we'll do that. Well, I wish you could see the two of us. That's not going well. Honestly, our diary is like, where did that come from? I don't know. And I remember saying to you last night, I don't actually have to leave the house until October. We've got a stone laying ceremony in October. But I mean, I guess even that could be cancelled. But that's the first thing that I can't really put off without looking incredibly rude. But we thought we'd get loads done, as I'm sure you guys are finding. And let me just look at what we were up to. Mike started work at 8, I think. I never see 8, but then I didn't get to bed till 4. That's why I don't see 8. So let's have a look. Because we had it planned that we'd finish. So it was 3:30. Mike said, I'll go and take the dog while you sort the site out. I said, no problem. He then came back and said, I'll sort dinner out while you carry on with that. So I did that as well. Then Mike had a webinar at 5 that went through to... There we go. Mike had a webinar that started at 6 and went through to 5:30. At 6 o'clock, I had 2 webinars, but luckily I could get out of them a little bit earlier. So I'm raring to go. And that was when the dog started. Then I've got another webinar at 9 o'clock tonight. So by that time, Mike's going to be in bed. So this business of, oh, we'll have loads of time to do lots of things. Yeah, that's not happening so far. Is everybody else finding that? Or is it just us? Do we just need to be far more sorted out? I guess we could put it in a feed. Do you want it in the standard feed or a separate feed? Because they weren't really intended to be standard Mac Bites. Mac Bites Siri would get very annoyed, wouldn't he, not to be included. But we could put some kind of feed that you could subscribe to. Oh, poor Kiva needs grooming. Oh no, scissors. Well, Mike said to me, I'm going to have to get hair clippers because I didn't get to the barbers before, you know, everything was locked down. So I said, can't a pair of scissors do? And he looked at me like, it wouldn't be proper. And I said, well, hello, no one's seeing you anyway. Does it matter? You could actually shave it and no one would notice. Oh, that's genius, Jane. An unopened 1,000-piece jigsaw. You're not in Slack, are you, Jane? I don't know how you've managed to miss that. We are having a ball in Slack. MacBites.co.uk/Slack. We were talking about what we could do there last night, and there was a programme that was on. And people are saying, like, oh, we just sit down and watch something on the telly. You know, sit down, enjoy the telly, they said, relax, they said. And I looked at this programme. It was called G-Spotting. Yeah, don't go any further with that. Unfortunately, I did. And this is why we do not have a TV. So I've got lots of books. I've got audio books. I haven't got a jigsaw. I must admit, I don't have a jigsaw. But Kevin and I, you know, Kevin who came in on the chat last night, big Kev. Kevin VA, he loves Christmas. I love Christmas. And there's this meme going around Facebook that says, if you don't know what to do with yourself for 2 weeks at home, put the Christmas tree up, pretend it's Christmas, and then you'll know exactly what to do. Just what you do at Christmas. So I'm thinking it's a jolly good idea to put the Christmas tree up again. Anybody going to go down that route? And surely, Jane, you're taking the lovely dogs out. Surely you're still doing that. A separate feed, happy with either. Right, OK, we'll sort that out. You'd rather re-listen to these when you work than the news. I must admit, I made the mistake of putting the news on. Oh, it was terrible. I mean, it is scaremongering to the nth degree. And it's just totally replaced Brexit. And you can't not watch because you need to know, like, where we're at the moment. But on the other hand, it's just, if you didn't watch the news, you wouldn't be in the slightest bit bothered, would you? I think the news just like to wind you up. So, not doing that at the moment. I turned the news off completely. Yes, it was a very interesting... Well, the write-up was interesting, Jonathan. I didn't get any closer than that, I can assure you. The imaging slot looked like they were using shadow puppets. Paul, I did not go there. I did not want to know. I think that's how Mike's treating it, Jane. Therapy to walk the dogs. Yeah, he's loving taking Lola out in the early morning. She's enjoying herself as well. But she went out the weekend. Jane won't have heard this. I did mention this the other day, but she went out the other day and we tend not to let her off the lead in the park. But her first family always did. And her first family came to take her out. So she went out to the park, they let her off the lead, came back absolutely as black as soot. You should have seen her legs. She must have dived head first into something. So photographs were taken and she unceremoniously got dumped in a bucket for cleaning. How is she now? Oh, we have the dragon. The dragon is back in.
We've had a good tug.
Yes, yeah, she's a bit giddy at the moment, isn't she? Yeah. Get close and we'll turn the microphone round to share. Jane's saying that it's her therapy to walk the dogs.
Yes.
And they want the house arrest shows marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Do you know what Alistair did to me?
No.
He mentioned that, why didn't you call it macarooned at MacBite's headquarters? And I can't get it out of my head now.
Macaroon.
Yeah, but marooned at MacBite's headquarters. In a
coconut macaroon.
Like coconut macaroon. No, don't start craving anything because you're not going to get it. What was that? No, it's all right. I was out of breath like that. It's running around the garden with the dog. It's nothing else. No. There was a fabulous, fabulous bit. Well, I'm old as well. There was a fabulous bit on the news and you missed it, but I managed to record it. So I'm going to convert it into a little video and I'll put it in Slack later. It was this newsreader and she was coughing. Well, you should have seen what she said when she'd finished. So I thought I'm going to wind that back and record it. Here's the dragon. There you go. So the dragon's in here at the moment, looking a little bit forlorn for itself.
It was by your car.
Yeah, she was throwing it all over. So,
who's coming on the call tonight?
I'm not sure.
I'm getting my headphones on specially.
Oh, you can't afford to be drunk for 3 weeks. I'm not sure. The only alcohol we've got in the house, this is actually really funny. My mum was very much one of these people. You know, like after the war, you've got to be sociable. Although she was like a child back then. You always had drinking and you always had cigarettes in. And I said, yes, but mum, you don't smoke. You always have a cigarette in to offer people. So when she died, there's a drinks cabinet. There's probably cigarettes down there that are instantly combustible as well. But when she died, she left a drinks cabinet that's absolutely stocked to the gills. And I don't drink it. Mike doesn't drink spirits. But now, of course, we need something to wash with. So as long as you don't mind 60-year-old brandy, we'll be fine. It'll be absolutely fine. And just look at this. We must look on the bright side. If we weren't under house arrest, we wouldn't be having 5 MacBites in a week, would we?
True.
Yes. Right. One news article a day. I must admit, I did listen to the World Health Organization thing today, recommended by Jonathan, and he was quite right. That was calm. And then Boris came on, so I turned it off. It was a different Three Stooges today. I put that yesterday, but it was a different one today. He had a woman in today. She said absolutely nothing. And Boris was quite dismissive of her, but I then got fed up of that. Right, so...
1047.
What is?
That.
Yes, that's on the employee purchase programme. And the difference is about £25. That is a 12.9 with 256 gig and AppleCare. We've done all of that.
Right.
And we've decided that it's probably not a good idea right now to be spending cash.
No.
You should convert it to £5 notes as that's the smallest denomination that's paperable, which could be, let's say, multi-purpose and leave it at that. It'd be difficult to wipe your backside on an iPad. But how many £5 notes could you convert that into? And Jonathan said he needed liquidity.
You need liquidity.
So don't take it any further. Leave it alone.
There's Imodium for that.
Oh, sorry about that, Jane. Yeah, good job you have got your headphones on. Fraggle would love this. It's where did I get it from? I think I got it from B&M. And I was in there for something else. I'll take a photo. She absolutely loves it. But Lola's very strange. You bring back a new anything, even food, and she looks at it as though, You're not palming me off with that. It takes her at least 2 to 3 weeks to warm to anything that comes in the house. So now Green Dragon's one of her favourites. But he certainly wasn't to start with. It was like, no, I like the one I've got. And the one she's got is a dirty rope that used to have a pig's head on it that she's ripped off. And she shakes it. You know what dogs are like, shaking from side to side? And the knots on the end of the rope that are absolutely filthy hit her on either side of the head. So she comes in black and white, looks like a panda. Right, Skype. Is it free to Skype to another Skype login? Are you not a phone call? It is indeed. It is indeed. So do you want to be the one tonight, Paul? Do you want to Skype in? And we'll see how you're doing and what your thoughts are with the new kit. Because there's not just iPads, is there? There's actually updates to the MacBook Air and the Mac Mini. And weren't you in the market for a Mac Mini? Oh, oh.
You want to plug me in?
Yeah, it's down there. Hang on. It's on the other end. There it is. There we go. Because you won't hear him if we don't.
Right, they kept losing the sound in my webinar.
Well, do you know, I've gone through, this is true, this is a true story. I've gone through 2 audio cables in 3 days. The first one was intermittent, so it kept going on and off. The second one just went off on the right ear. So I'm onto my 3rd cable, and I think I'm going to have to be thinking about buying extra at this rate. So is Paul going to be the one that rings in tonight? Now, you see, you need to listen to those shows, Jane, because last night it was Jonathan's debut on MacBytes. It was fabulous. Landed straight on your feet, didn't you, Jonathan?
He's supposed to be working at his day job. We could have a toilet break.
Do you smoke? Because if not, you're entitled to a cigarette break. I'm HR.
Are you?
I am. When you work here, yes.
Right.
And I think everybody should have a break every hour.
Suits me.
Yes, on Monday, Jane, which was episode 1, we had Tracy. Tracy from Spain. Oh, she was amazing. All the languages she spoke. I mean, very impressed with people who do languages. I only do computer languages. And last night it was Jonathan. No one will ever notice Jonathan. It was good, that. It was good. And the fact that we've actually got the ability to do a phone in, it surprises me. Somebody actually suggested today on another thing that we're doing. Is it possible you could do a phone in as though it was like the most difficult thing in the world? And we're like, oh, yeah, we can do that. Now, would we have tried it? But for the lockdown situation, and maybe we wouldn't. Maybe we wouldn't. So there you go. So you've got to look on the bright side of all the things you're going to get. Right. If you don't smoke, then you are still entitled to a cigarette break and you don't need to use it to actually smoke then, do you? See, I'd be great at HR.
Yes.
I'd be fabulous. I'd be like that Dilbert thing. Yes, good things have come out of it as well. In fact, I was saying yesterday, and today has been amazing. We have a group on Facebook for our local postcode, which is M33. Most postcodes have a group of some description, and they do tend to be called that because it would be unique. And the offers of help on there, we've got hairdressers who have got no appointments, who are going round to elder people's homes and doing their hair for free. Hair and nails and all kinds of stuff, which I think is so cool. People are doing shopping for people. They're wonderful. Ah, Tracy's impressed by those that speak programming. Yeah, it just doesn't have the same sing-song vocality with it.
I speak programming.
Yeah, we speak quite a few languages, but none of them anyone would understand. Or we would.
Excel.
We would.
Excel understands it.
It does. It does. we did talk about CSS, though, didn't we? And CSS is...
Yes.
Yeah, we might do more on CSS. Who knows? Oh, yes, I've got slots on Friday night. So if anybody wants to suggest anything. Now, one thing, while we wait for somebody to tell us that they will come on. One thing that was mentioned was... Klingon. No, I don't speak Klingon. Jane needs to sit down now while I make the announcement. Mm. The one that always floors people.
Never seen Star Trek.
I've never seen an episode of Star Trek. Never seen Star Wars either. Just leave you with that one. I did see like 30 seconds once. It used to be on when I was doing my A-levels at college at like 5 o'clock, about 5:10 on BBC Two. And you could only make it if you could get from the college, now you know where that is, back home in 10 minutes. Well, not Linford Christie could do it in 10 minutes. Not even a bus could do it in 10 minutes. So I didn't bother. But the lecturer was a huge fan, and it was in the days pretty much before video recorders. And he liked to leave early because he liked to watch it. Yes, I'm afraid, no, never seen an episode of Star Trek. I'm the one person on the planet that hasn't.
No, I haven't either.
Haven't you?
Don't think I have. Not a full episode.
No.
I've seen bits.
Oh, I've seen like tiny bits on documentaries and stuff, yeah. But no, I've never seen an episode of
And memes.
What can I say? Anyway, one idea for Friday on the After Hours show was Pete, who I don't think's with us, because Pete's sorting out his computer. Pete fell on his feet with this.
He did.
Pete had ordered a new iMac. And Pete was, he was minted. It was going to come on the 26th. Oh, in fact, no, it wasn't going to come on the 26th. He was going to pick it up from an Apple store on the 26th. You know what happened next, don't you? They closed them. So we put it in Slack that the Apple stores were closed. And he came back with, what? So I said, you'd better get on to them. So he tried to arrange it for delivery. But if he took delivery on it, it would have been the 8th of April. Which is ludicrous. Anyway, their best advice to him was to cancel the order and start again. Now, by this stage, the RAM that he'd ordered had already arrived. So he's assembling it in kit form. So that was fine. The RAM's there. He then gets notification that this order would be arriving by the 23rd. Anyway, it came today. Hey! Right, mute the broadcast while on the call. Yes, you Skype into me. Mute your audio at your end because you'll hear Mike and I directly, and then we'll pipe you through to everybody else. So my Skype's up and running and waiting. We hooked up the other day. So all you need to do is just call me and then I will patch you through. Just like Jonathan when he so beautifully and elegantly landed. That was like an arrival on the moon, wasn't it?
Are you sure you turn him up this time?
I've already done it. Look, all ready to go. Just need to push that button there when he comes in. So there you go, then. I see he knows that. I need to spend the next 6 weeks catching up on Star Trek. Well, there's not much else on, is there, to be honest? To be honest, there isn't.
There's no EastEnders on.
Does this face? Eh? EastEnders?
No, there's no football on.
No, there's no football on. It's terrible. Hang on, let me scroll that.
Could always do a Matt Bites marathon listening marathon.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea. Jane's done the marathon several times. Jane deserves a medal. I think Jane really does deserve a medal. We've heard episode one. Jane does deserve a medal. How did you make it through, Jane? We've improved a bit, we like to think. So Pete's very happy. Pete's machine arrived today and Pete is now going through the setup procedure. No news on whether he put the RAM in yet, though. We need to know these things. We do. Right.
I thought Jane was Australian until she sent us an audio file.
That's true, yeah. Jane, audio file. Just saying. Fraggle Ooh. Could be on it. Ooh. Audio file. Yeah, nice one. No, because Jane said no, definitely. I overheard maggot-infested dead body to doing live. That's why I didn't suggest Jane. Because I know Jane's feelings on that.
It's okay. She can record it.
Do you remember the one she did for the 100th?
Yeah.
It was fabulous. That was the one, there was some reverb. So we made it all spooky. Oh, yeah. It was brilliant. We loved it. Jane, we're up to episode 125, which was mentioned last night, just saying. Defo not live. Oh, you could do a recorded piece. Do a recorded piece. Anyway, I was explaining what about Friday night. So Pete, while he's doing this, Pete is a consultant and they've got to put together some sheets, info sheets for people who are not expertise. They don't have expertise in the exact procedure that they're working in. So he sent one to Slack and said, can you do anything with that? So Jonathan and I had a redesign go with it. And Jonathan enjoyed himself so much, he suggested that we do a redesign competition. I like that idea, Jonathan. I absolutely love it. Right, I've got a message. Can call in now. Absolutely. Call in straight away, Paul. So we thought we loved the idea so much that we'd announce it on Friday night. So you've been warned. Are we all still up for a redesign of some description? Because I've got just the thing. Right, it's ringing. It is ringing. So I need to accept it. Hello, Paul. And if I can hear Paul. Can I hear Paul? Say hello, Paul. I can't hear Paul.
No, I can't hear Paul.
Ah. I'm looking at Skype and I've got it moving, but I don't hear Paul. Have you...
Okay, how about now?
Way, brilliant. Got ya. Hello,
okay,
Paul.
This is... Hello.
So, you're going to introduce yourself. You are Paul from...
Ohio. I am a data administration manager.
Wow. And you're not voting this week?
Nope, not at all.
We did see on our news that some people were, and like you said, they had those touchscreen things, and I know what I need to do. I need to turn that off, and then we won't be hearing me twice.
I can't hear you at all.
That's freaking Mike out totally. No, I'm totally there. I'm there, believe me. Yeah, and they were in masks and everything and still voting, so I think they're incredibly brave.
I've got that.
Yeah, the governor here has been, I want to say, more proactive about... I mean, they shut down the restaurants and whatnot. You can get takeout orders and stuff like that. I saw today they're closing down hairstylists and barbers. And in some ways, to me, not the disease itself is the scary part, is how everybody's reacting to me is the more scariness of all of this.
I totally agree with you. It shows you just how easily society can disintegrate. I remember thinking that when Katrina hit and they had people in stadiums in the south of the states.
Mm-hmm. And
they had to stand guard over people while they slept. And you're thinking, but you're all in this together. But they were being robbed. It was horrible, horrible. I don't think we're far off that over here at the moment. There's only the Great British Reserve keeping us going, I think. And that new Apple kit, obviously, to spend all
yes.
money on.
Oh, did you notice they also upped the memory, the base memory for the Air and the Mac Mini?
They did, and they kept the price the same, didn't they? So two nice updates
yeah.
there. Of course, Jonathan last night was saying, pretty much the same as me, that if they want you to buy a MacBook Pro, then you're going to need considerably more RAM. So at least they've done that with the other models. So hopefully when they come to the MacBook Pro, they'll do something pro with it. Jonathan was talking about 64 gig. I think that's the minimum I'd want if I was going to use it seriously.
I mean, on my 2015 15-inch MacBook Pro, I'm running 16. Not that I do a lot of heavy lifting. With it, but 16 seems fine. I have Parallels doing a virtual machine for Windows, and it runs real quick. So
my MacBook Air's got 16, and it does very well. But I notice, remember we had that issue with the webcam, and I came
yes.
up with a solution, and we've got two now on a bar. So one of them is plugged into the iMac, and that's the broadcast one. The other one plugs into the MacBook Air, and I record it locally. And for the first sort of hour or so, it's fine. But after that, the machine goes absolutely crazy, and it's red hot, so I have to have it lifted off the desk. And you're thinking, well, you know, you're only recording a camera.
Right.
That's it. You're not doing anything else. All that's open is ScreenFlow to record it and a browser. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And it does cope for a little bit of time. And then it just seems to get, it goes mad. It goes really hot. I guess they're thinking that if you're doing videos, you're only going to be doing 5 or 10 minutes. They've never
right.
been to a MacBytes after hours, have they?
No, they haven't.
But we've not cracked the 4 hour mark yet. I was so convinced we had, and so was Mike. But there is a show from a couple of weeks ago that we called 3:59:59. We were literally 1 second away. But the day will come. I'm sure the day will come. All right. Jonathan's saying the new iPads probably have more RAM than some of the laptops. I agree, Jonathan. They want the... Do you remember that phrase they used to use? Buttery smooth. They want that on an iPad, and they don't seem to care as much about the desktops or the laptops.
Well, and then the one thing about the RAM on the iPads, I saw... I think it was listened to a podcast or a blog post that iPad apps are designed for minimal amount of RAM usage. Because
mm-hmm.
I think only the 1 terabyte pros have 6 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah, I guess so, they're more carefully programmed.
Yeah.
Like the old days when Bill Gates said how many K of RAM was enough. Was it something like 16K of RAM was enough?
Yeah, but the programmers got sloppy.
Well, that's it. Some programmers are sloppy, I agree with you. And it is the kind of, there's this feeling that the iPad is the shiny and new one and that that's the one you want to spend your time developing for. I guess also, even though they've done a lot to optimise it, macOS has got a lot of legacy stuff going on.
Yep.
And although they change it, there's stuff in there that's going to be old. If we all remember when Catalina came out and we were all running our 64-bit checkers, how many helper apps and associated garbage I got back from Adobe that was saying it was 32-bit. And I'm like, what is this? And it was some kind of helper app. It wasn't like Photoshop. It didn't say Photoshop is 32-bit. It was things right. like a helper this and an installer there, and you'll need to update this. And I think I don't even know what these things are. So they hadn't optimized those.
I have a feeling we're going to go through that again because I'm one of those crazies. I'm on the Catalina beta and the 13.4 iOS beta.
You're a brave
man. And the last betas that popped out, I got a pop-up that said this software is not using a feature that may be gone in the next OS. And I think that was Little Snitch.
Wow. Well, I guess that is the kind of thing Apple want to lock down, isn't it? All the issues yes. I've been reading about with Catalina are to do with permissions and the nuances of how something integrates with the system. It's not the basic apps and the basic mm-hmm. functionality that's the issue. It's what Apple want to control.
So, I'm wondering, wondering about what, what things like Little Snitch or how about, I know you use... You have ScreenFlow and
Camtasia.
What's the other one? Camtasia. If how they hook into doing their recordings, if that's going to get changed in whatever comes after Catalina.
You already get with ScreenFlow a message that comes up, and it's to do with recording. Well, it's not actually recording the keystrokes. It converts the keystrokes into letters on the screen. Now, mm-hmm. I never use the feature. If I was doing that, I would put them in later. And that way I've got consistency across applications. But I noticed that there was this warning thing that came up. And it's warning you that you need to do X, Y, and Z before it can actually do that. But no matter how many times I do it, I still get the warning that I need to do it. So I thought, if it's like that on Mojave, how bad is it going to be on Catalina? And what's going to happen going forward? Maybe it won't be able to do it.
Well, and actually for me, things seem to be, with the permissions thing, better on Catalina, or at least seem to, once you did it once, it works just fine.
Hmm. I've reached the point where I think I am going to have to update because there's so many little niggly things that are going on with this machine. Shortcuts just randomly stop working. USB devices randomly disconnect, and it really is random. So mm-hmm. last time that happened, I got caught in a loop. Now, Graham's not with us tonight, but Graham got caught in the same loop. He had a High Sierra machine, which is what you're on, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it got to a point where you couldn't update the thing. It says there's an update for it, a point update, but you got in a loop. It said it and installed it. You rebooted. Okay. And then it says I need to reboot. And we went round in this silly dance. I think I did it for about 5 hours. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to put my Harvey on it. But I'd hung out for a good 7 or 8 months before I did it. I'm the type who, when we bought Leopard, which was it Leopard? No. It would be Snow Leopard. When we bought Snow Leopard, we actually went to an Apple store. We bought it on CD. And we installed it in the store. We had a race. You should remember that, Jane. We had Pat in Ireland and me in Liverpool, and it was a race to see who could get it installed first. We actually did it in store. There's no way now. I leave it months and months. And that's not normally me.
I would definitely agree, because there's been a few times. It's actually installed great, But I'm like, okay, it rebooted. It rebooted. It rebooted. You know, am I stuck in your loop? Or what's going to come up?
Yep, that's exactly what we got. Yep, so we're very careful now. So Mike's still on High Sierra, but that was an issue to do with his monitor. I'm on Mojave, but I can feel either I'm going to have to do something. I'd either have to rebuild it completely or put Catalina over the top. That's why I wanted to think about a new iMac.
That's what I did for Catalina. I installed it completely clean. I'm a fan of Carbon Copy Cloner. And so what I did is bought a Samsung T5 SSD, installed Catalina on that, moved everything over, and then booted from that, and then restored back to the Mac. And that worked perfectly.
Idea. I've got a machine that the internal hard drive is dead on. So that's already running off an SSD. So that seems the one to test it out on. Problem I had with that was when I tried it, I realized, and I you know, these iMacs all look the same. They've looked the same for years. It's actually too old to take Catalina.
Ooh.
So that was a bit of an issue. So I thought, well, I could do it on my main Mac, but it's just a matter of finding the time. Now, of course, we're under house arrest and we've got absolutely no excuses, have we?
No.
Apart from being dragged out into the garden to play with the green dragon. Or the dirty rope. Yeah, her other favourite toy. Yeah, I think I'll try that on an external drive first. As I mentioned last night, the price of those have shot up, which is criminal. My last one was £60 and I looked today and I'm just crying. They are going to reach probably about 3 times that before they start coming down again. Because we've seen it before. We've seen it before with other shortages. But it's worth doing. So I might have to move some backup stuff to be able to do that. Now everybody understands when I buy them in sixes.
Yeah, I've bought them in twos or threes. But and the Samsung T5, here's for me the scary part. I carbon copy, you know, clone it once a week. My internal drive off to that. When doing it to a 2.5-inch hard drive, roughly, I want to say between 50 and 60 gigabytes a week changed, I'd say it takes 45 minutes to an hour. On the T5, it takes 12 minutes.
Wow. I noticed on mine, I do a carbon copy cloner every day. So I back up the main SSD to a backup SSD and I rotate those. I've got 3 of them. So I can go back sort of three days worth. I notice I change about 60 gig a day and it doesn't feel like that because I've thought often lately with my Mac, so much of the stuff we do now is in the cloud. So we've got Google Drive, we've got Dropbox, we've got stuff in OneDrive. It feels like an iPad in terms of, oh, everything that's important's up there. And then you back up and you think, really? 60 gig in a day? What is it? I actually realised some of it was audio files. But even apart from that, I wouldn't have thought 60 gig in a day, but seems to be fairly regular, that.
But yeah, from 12 minutes to, you know, an hour for the hard drive, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, mine are USB 3. So they're not bad. I'd say the 60 gig probably takes about 12 to 15 minutes. Depends on what it is as well. Some files move faster than others.
Yeah.
I've noticed one thing that moves very slowly is ScreenFlow recordings. There just seems to be something about them internally that makes them transfer slower.
Yeah,
there's some fantastic stuff going on here. Pete, I don't know where Pete is, but he's on Slack and he's putting in some great pictures here. we'll definitely have to go and have a look at those later. He's asking how self-isolation's going.
I'm trying to stay either on Skype or look at the chat on MacBytes FM, so I'm not doing too much at once.
I don't have Slack open, but Mike does. But I am getting notifications for Slack, so I know that Pete's in there. But do you think he doesn't know there's a show? He must do, surely. Maybe he can't get on because he's building that Mac up.
Maybe he's not signed up to the Mac Bites list.
I'm sure he's signed up to the Mac Bites list. Yeah. And plus the fact we've all been talking about it. Although I must admit, I did not put it in the news announcements today, did I? I'm very bad. I did get an email out. I'm convinced I should have more time, given that we've got more time in here. And it's not working that way. How's it working for you, Paul? Do you feel you've got more time or not?
Sort of. So I work for one of the state government agencies. Love my work and whatnot, but being working for the government, they want to make sure you are, you know, for lack of a better term, at your desk. So I feel I can't really move around much. And there's a lot of, at the office, I think it's a Surface Pro 5 for my work machine. And so I had two 22-inch monitors, a keyboard, and whatnot. Now I'm stuck. I think the Surface Pro is, 12 inches?
Yep.
I mean, my MacBook Pro looks giant compared to it. So some of it is not finding stuff to do, but finding different stuff to do that I could normally do at the office. They don't have enough VPN connections for everybody to connect in. And for my job, that's required because I can't connect to our internal databases without being on a VPN network.
Now, I guess they'd never planned for so many people to work at home at once.
Yes. Definitely not. So I get on for a few hours, grab the data I need off the databases. They got us, the IT staff, a Pluralsight. It's similar to Udemy subscription. So I've been watching trainings there on Power BI.
Oh, you know what you need to watch on there, don't you? Mike's training on Excel. He's got a Pluralsight account.
Okay.
Have a look. I'm not on Pluralsight.
Not me,
but Mike is. I've got to concentrate on my Blue Yeti course, I'm told.
Well, speaking, I know you guys talked about that yesterday.
Mike's saying search for Excel pivot tables. Right, so Blue Yeti.
I got one of those, what is it, ATR 2100s?
Yeah.
That was highly recommended. Right now I'm talking through my AirPods, so
they sound good.
I've been happy. It's the second version. I'd be interested in your Blue Yeti course, just for some of it is to see how I could configure the ATR 2100 in a similar manner. I mean, I know they're completely different mics.
Some of the stuff would be similar, though. Things like an arm and shock mounts and pop filters and just good practice. So some of it would transfer. There's some specific stuff on the Yeti, which is the knobs and buttons, but the rest of it is kind of good practice using a microphone. And trust me, if you've ever heard Mac Bites Episode 1, you know we've improved.
Hey, I'm on my podcast. I use Overcast to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
And one reason I make sure I try to either be live on the after hours shows on YouTube is I'm never going to get caught up. I think right now I'm listening to July or August of last year on my podcasts.
They're still there for you, though.
No, I know. So at some point, I just need to either breeze through them. And before, I was using it on to and from work during the day. Well, I'm not traveling anymore. So
you're exactly the same as us. You feel you should have more time to do the stuff you want to do than you actually have. we'll all get there. You know when we'll have it right. Just the week before they say, right, you can all come back to work now.
Yes.
I'm wondering whether that day will ever come. I think it could change things permanently. People will get used to video conferencing and stuff. And apparently there was a piece on BBC News today that was actually interesting. They were talking about Venice and they had some footage of, you know, the gondolas going up and down. And the water was disgusting. It looked like milk. And they said they've only not been out there for sort of 2 weeks. And all the fish have come back to the water and it was absolutely clear and blue. It was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's definitely worth looking at, you think. And I know they did the same thing with Picture of Portugal. They've got some kind of heat map thing that's images taken from space. And they had one that was the last full working day in Portugal and one 2 weeks later. And again, instead of it being bright red over the big cities, it was kind of barely pinkish. And it said this is the difference it's made to pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Which solves two problems, doesn't it? We all work from home.
Yes.
Probably causes other problems for people, but...
And to me, that's some of what I'm more worried about is not necessarily the work from home, but my wife mentioned the other day, people going out to get... I mean, and we've talked about it, you know, I've listened to you on these MacBite shows about just getting basic staples, whether it's you getting your... bottled water, and my wife stopped at our grocery store on the way home yesterday, and she got, they had to be less than 8 ounce drinking water bottles, maybe an 8-pack. She said that's all there was, and she didn't tell me what the price was, but she goes, oh, that'll go a long way. You know, if they're 8 ounce, eight, that's what, 64 ounces of water?
That is
and that
much.
Was all. Yes.
No, we're allowed three, so we get 6 litres. I don't know what that would be. What's 6 litres in ounces, Mike?
I don't know.
Did it say on the bottle?
Well, okay, so think about it this way. Most soda cans, and I don't know if they label them different in the UK, are 12 ounces.
No, it doesn't say.
Right, so there's probably about... six of those in there, I'd reckon.
Oh, I would think you would probably have almost one of those be the entire amount that my wife bought.
Let's have a look. 2 litres in ounces. See what Google makes of it. 70 imperial fluid ounces in 2-litre bottles. So we're allowed three of those. So we get 220 fluid ounces is what we're allowed. And that's it. Mind you, we do have decent tap water, as we discussed at length on Monday. So, but I would still think, if I was having tap water, it's been such a long time since I've drunk it. And they do tend to stick garbage in it, like, is it chloride for teeth?
Fluoride.
Ugh, fluoride.
Fluoride, yeah, fluoride.
Yeah. So I would boil it before I would actually drink it. So I can imagine the electric bill will go sky high as well if I'm boiling water. Oh, good job I've got 15 fridges, isn't it? Mind you, I'm paying electric on those as well.
Okay, so speaking of fridges, what, and I almost typed it in the chat yesterday, I probably have a freezer here that was almost as old as yours.
Wow.
Well, I mean, at least because it's my grandfather's freezer, I believe. He would often, when he was alive, he, to me, this is kind of scary, had a half an acre garden of produce. So it'd be kind of, I mean, for us little, when I was a little kid, us little kids would always joke, grandfather would come by and bring peas or corn or lima beans or something like that. So this is where he stored, you know, it's a not a huge chest freezer, but when they sold his house, and this had to have been 20 years ago or so, we were given the freezer. It's still out in our garage chugging away, and it doesn't have defrost, so every so often we have to defrost it and pull out the chunks of ice. But yeah, I could empathize with the fact that you have an old freezer.
Mum didn't want to change it because they'd shrunk in size and she really didn't want to change it. But it had got to the point where the lid was warped. It was a shame, really, because the rest of it was absolutely fine. But, you know, she was very much concerned. She liked the old way of life. She didn't like things where you're paying bills digitally and stuff. She wanted to go into wherever, usually here it's a post office, and pay a bill. Yeah. And she said that way, you know, you get a stamp and you know how much you've paid. And then every now and then a story would come out like the gas board had taken too much money out of everybody's account. So every bill had a one in front of it and people had been pushed into the red and all sorts. And then other bills couldn't be paid. And every time it happened, she said, told you so. You're better off with cash. That's what I said to Mike. Oh my God, thank God she's dead. Because if she wasn't, she'd be sitting there going, I knew this had happened. Mm-hmm. And you can't argue because, you know, you can see her point of view. The nearest thing that happened when she was alive was there was a mass electrical outage. And it was the first time it ever happened. It was in the city centre, but it had repercussions out of the city centre. And none of the cash points were working, which was bad enough if it was a day. But this thing went on for 8 days and the phones weren't working either. Well, she thought it was Armageddon, didn't she? And the unfortunate thing was one of my dad's friends actually died during this week-long outage. Ooh. And he didn't find out for sort of 4 days because no one could ring. So, yeah, if she was here now, oh, my word. Oh, it would be so much worse. She'd have us out in stormtrooper masks, she would. Looking for stuff. I absolutely know she would. I've been fairly laid back in the buying stakes. You may have seen it. There's been a picture. Let me know in the chat if anybody's seen this. There's a thing doing the rounds in the UK on Facebook, and it's a black and white photograph of some food. And it's things like 3 pieces of bacon on a plate. And above it, there's a sign saying how much bacon it is. So I think it was 3 ounces of bacon. And like 1 ounce of butter and an egg. And what it is taken all together is what the rations were per person in the war.
And oh, wow.
When you look at this thing, you're like, that's less than one meal these days. And this food was to last a week. I don't know how they managed. But I did hear from my grandmother that she was very frugal with it. She used to take everybody in the house because she took in orphans during the war. So there would be my gran and my granddad, my mum and her sister, and there was an uncle she took in, and she took in 2 cousins. So there were 7 of them in a 2-bedroomed house. And she used to collate everybody's rations together, especially the sugar. And then she'd go barter with the sugar to get extra of something else. She was a demon at it. So when I saw this picture, I thought, oh, my word. Could it come to that? Who knows? But probably with hand sanitizers.
I think it might, because President Trump said he's going to invest. Oh, where is it? I'm trying to find it on Apple News as I'm talking. Is going to enact the Defense Production Act to mobilize businesses to aid in coronavirus response.
There's rumors here. I don't know how true it is, because there's an argument going on, isn't there, in a WhatsApp group over that. But there's rumors here they've mobilized the army and they're coming in on Friday night and we are going into total lockdown where you will not be able to leave your house. Don't know how true that is. There'll be rioting on the streets, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure they're going that. Apparently, this Defense Production Act allows them to force business to produce materials in the national defense. Mm-hmm. So it sounded like ventilators, medical supplies for healthcare workers.
Yep.
But yeah.
Now you see, Apple could go into the production of those, couldn't they?
Oh, speaking of which, I don't know if you saw it. Somebody did a mock-up of an Apple mask. I don't remember where I saw it. I don't know if it was on like 9to5 Mac or Mac Rumors or something, and it was one of those kind of spoofy things that, for $199, you can get the regular mask. For $4.99, you can get the pro mask. It was, and whoever did it, if you looked at the image, I'm like, yeah, I could see Apple designing something to look like that. But yeah, it was funny.
I guess what they'll say about the iPads that they've just released is that they were already ready and they couldn't turn them into something else more useful.
Toilet rolls,
exactly. And they're very sparse on packaging anyway, so they're not using up much resources for that, are they? But I can see the day. Yep. I can see the day. We haven't tended to... I saw a press conference with Donald Trump, and, you know, in between the stuff he says that's like, what's he just said? He did seem to be implying there would be a joint effort between government and private companies. And we haven't seen that over here yet. It may come. All we've heard is that Boris is looking after the supermarkets. But the supermarkets are saying they've not had any calls or contact with the government at all. So it seems like bluster at the minute. But I can see the day rationing will come in. The way it's going, the stores are empty anyway. And we did discuss, because it was asked about, whether our supermarkets were open 24 hours a day. And they have been, and we said they only close at midnight on Saturday and they open again at 8 a.m. on a Monday morning. Not anymore. They are now closing at 8 a.m. Is it 8 a.m. or midnight?
Midnight.
They're closing at midnight, they're opening again at 8 a.m. in the morning, and what they're doing in between is stocking the shelves. And the reason that they've closed while they stock the shelves is people were shopping between midnight and 8. And by the time the shelf stockers had finished, the shelves were empty again.
So yeah, they're doing the same thing
here. Hours.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing here. And so here at our house, we have my two adult kids and my son's wife. My son, up until a couple of days ago, was I'm not saying he's lost his job, a door-to-door window salesman, so selling you replacement windows. I'm surprised that didn't stop a little bit earlier than this week.
Yeah.
My daughter works as, we call them baggers, so, you know, assist the checkout clerks to bag up everybody's groceries at our local grocer. She, in fact, just left for work. And then my son's wife works at I think works for beauty / makeup company that goes out and puts stuff on the shelves at grocery stores. So I'm kind of concerned that, not purposely, one of them is going to bring the virus into the house.
Yeah, absolutely. I do feel for people who are in a position where they have to make a decision between paying the rent and being safe. The people who have children and nobody else to look after them. I mean, he actually said, Boris, in his thing, don't ask the grandparents to look after them. I can't tell you how many grandparents we know who do full time look after their grandchildren, because both the children work.
Yes. My mother-in-law actually watched both of our kids when they were young. So I'm fully aware of that. And my folks, my dad's going to be 81 this year, and my mom's, she'll be 78. I called dad the other day. They're still both healthy, but mom took my nephew to his Chinese lesson.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I'm, isn't it?
Yes. I'm like, okay. And they live in an affluent suburb around Columbus, is where I'm in another suburb of Columbus, Ohio. But I'm like, you know, don't be out unless you have to be. So
that's the approach we've taken with it. Hence not really going out that much for 2 weeks before. I mean, we did like shops at midnight when it was very quiet. We did one social event. I wish you could have seen it. We're all elbow bumping each other and shuffling back from the table. And me, I was worse than most. I actually took hand sanitizer to clean the knives and forks. I was very subtle with it, though, wasn't I, Mike? They all disappeared under the table for cleaning. But we are 2 weeks past that, so we got away with that one.
Okay, so somebody told me this at work before we were sent home, that if you look at the hand sanitizer, they're usually antibacterial, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless they have alcohol in them, that's not going to cure or kill viruses.
And now mine did have alcohol in. The one that I had did, but I've got another one, and I don't think it does say that there's alcohol in it. Usually you can tell with the smell. Yeah. The more liquidy, they seem to be stronger. We've actually got a local company here. There's a big thing in the UK. It's been probably big for about 18 months, hasn't it? Gin evenings, where there's very unusual tastes of gin on offer. So you do a gin tasting with like 5 or 6 gins, and there's like micro breweries opened up in gin production. Well, one of the local ones, obviously they can't put their parties on anymore, and they've got a garage full of gin. So they've got permission to turn this gin into hand sanitizer. And they said, we're sorry, it's a little bit more expensive than in the shops, but it's actually, you know, consumable quality alcohol. But it's, I think it was 94% alcohol. And it's £4 a bottle if you want some. And they've actually publicly said they're making 60 pence on a bottle. That's their profit, because it is very, very good quality. But at least they've turned it into something useful rather than leaving it sat there. Oh, Mike, Tracy says you dare let that chair squeak. Oh, He did. So we need 60%, do we? So we'll keep our eye on that. Good night, Johnny. Parents FaceTiming. Good lad.
Yeah.
Message me when the episode. I will. I'll message you the episode, Johnny. Go on.
Speaking of which, so we had our first, I want to call it staff meeting today via Skype for Business, and that was sort of a hoot. My boss has, well, not my direct, the guy that runs this meeting has 27 direct reports. So it was like 27 to 30 people.
It actually went
better than I expected.
I will post something that I put on Facebook today. You may have seen it. Video conference bingo. And it's a graphic, it's got squares on it, about 25 squares. And in each square, there's like something that you always hear on a video conference. So something like, can you just repeat that? Sorry, I've got a hard limit at 4 o'clock. And I put it on Facebook, and an English guy came back and he said, I don't know what I've got a hard limit at means. So I went back and told him, and he said in his comment, but I nearly got them all. When I told him what it meant, he came back and said, yes, I got all of them yesterday. They are so funny. I will put that up on Slack. Mike, remind me.
Please do, because does it have a sonar area? You know, where you get the feedback. That's what somebody called it in the meeting, where you get the feedback and it just keeps pinging back and forth.
I'm not sure if it does. Maybe you need to add a box for that one. Maybe you need to add a box. Actually, we're doing rather well here. I've got a very complicated setup to have people dial in. But so far, touch wood, it's working brilliant. So we're learning things. And Johnny said he loves the idea. So we might have to keep this going. I wonder how long we'll all be under house arrest. Today, I actually had to put the blog post together for the two shows we published. And obviously, it says day one and day two. So I'm putting the blog post together and I'm thinking, OK, so I need a slug, which is the name at the top. And it always has to be unique. So I'm looking at it and I thought, I better put a 0, you know, because we might do more than 5. And then I thought, hang on, how long might we be marooned? So you'll notice in the name of the page, it says marooned at Matt Byers headquarters, day 0001. Not that I'm saying it'll be that long.
That long, yes.
But if it is, we're ready for it.
Three plus years?
Yeah, we are ready for it. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, definitely.
It's been amazing, hasn't it? Because we've been on After Hours together for ages. It's lovely, lovely to hear people. We'll have to persuade Jane, but she won't do live.
Before Jane, I go.
Go on.
There's a couple of things. I always get a kick, partially because I'm an American and we say things a little different. Is your HD? For me, it would be HD.
Uh-huh.
So I love that. And the fact, the other thing, I listen to Relay FM, Mike Hurley.
Yeah.
I've heard him say router.
Mm-hmm. And you say router.
Yeah, we say router. So I always get a kick enjoying the differences, so to speak.
Good, good. Glad we can make you smile.
But yeah, I will definitely be listening tomorrow.
Excellent.
I did the easy thing, as I kind of said in the chat earlier, it was easy to just check out of work because I didn't have any travel time. I just said, hey, I'm going to got something to do. I will be back in a little bit. So after we hang up, I'm going to get back to work and see what I can finish up for the day.
Excellent. Well, we will be back tomorrow. You should really nominate somebody. We should tag team this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should tag team it, doesn't it? But we'll see who we've got tomorrow. I wonder who's going to be brave and come on tomorrow. But it was lovely, lovely talking to you.
So yes,
hopefully
definitely.
We'll talk again soon.
Definitely.
But for now, we'll say bye-bye to Paul now. Good night, Paul.
Good night.
Right. Okay, then. So I wonder who it is going to be tomorrow. If you fancy coming on, let us know. You can chat about anything you like. You can talk about the Mac stuff. You can talk about being under house arrest, if indeed you are. I'm liking that idea from Tracy. That was amazing. Let me see what that word was. And don't laugh at my pronunciation. The one with the pots and pans. Where are we? Casalada. Now, that's probably diabolical. Casalada. I'm loving that. Can you imagine a load of women outside Parliament with pots and pans? They did that, you know, in, was it Iceland? It was. You know, after the Icelandic banks went bust and they were protesting, that's exactly what they did. And I'd never heard of it before. I didn't realise there was a proper word for it. Casalada. Oh, I'm going to have that out of the chat. I think that's a fabulous, fabulous idea. Well, I guess that's it for today, isn't it?
Mm.
Ah, that was fun.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, that's brilliant. We have actually managed to fit in some food today, but now we've got to fit in other stuff because now we need to make a feed for that.
Oh, yeah.
We've got admin stuff to do.
Mm.
And I was hoping the changes, not giving anything away, with the radio station would be doable, but I don't think they are yet, are they? I'm still waiting. Mm. I want to share it. Maybe by Friday?
Maybe
by Friday. Now, what you need to do before Friday, we've got a slot free. So if you've got any idea for topics, we could do that. And don't forget the design challenge, which will be announced on Friday. But I do have this slot free. Mike hasn't decided what he's doing yet, but I know Neil wants him to do access. So we'll be thinking about that when we finish this show. But I'll edit the show, that's been a doddle. It's just like top tail done. Yeah, loving that. And I will get that up and then we'll sort the feed out. So there'll be a feed because I know Jane wants a feed and Johnny wants a feed. So we'll do that. So good night, everybody. It's a good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We'll both see you next time. And I might even have some music out at this rate if I can find it. But we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place tomorrow. And in the meanwhile, we will see you in Slack. Good night.